So first of all, why don't you just tell me about the latest mural?
The latest mural is outside the Trading Union grocery store here in Petersburg. It features a local style river scenery with a lot of the indigenous animals. In the mural, you see a bear's den, wolves, you've got moose and deers and a lot of little tiny wildlife like bugs and beetles and things. But it also features some of the local biology as far as the flowers go, the skunk cabbage, the state flower, the forget-me-not, the lupin. People really like seeing it because it's familiar, it's local.
How do you get started on a mural like this? How do you come up with the design?
To get things started, I do a layout on paper, and once it's approved, we schedule dates to begin the project.
Do you have a kind of a name for the style you use here?
Not necessarily. Unless something is truly abstract, I wouldn't call it such. This is just my freestyle. I draw it up with chalk, I paint it how I see fit. Some murals will feature more dramatic lighting than others, but when you do such a wide format, it's better to have one flat, uniform color so that no one feature stands out more than anything else.
Is there a sort of a base layer you put down to make sure the rest will apply and stay properly?
Yes. When we get started, I start by chalking up the lines, and my lovely assistant here, Kathy Randrup, she helps me with all of the base colors. If you don't do heavy base colors, what happens is as you start putting in detail, white parts in the wall come through, unless it's an exceptionally smooth wall. So the base colors help to really solidify the mural. You don't see any of the wall peeking through.
How long did this take?
This mural was done over the course of 19 hours, and we did it in 3 days. We did it on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th of August.
You have the Orca mural, the more ocean-based mural over on the other side. When did you do that one?
That one was done 3 days before the 4th of July. So again, it was a three-day mural project. That one, however, took about 22 hours. Even though it's 72 square feet smaller than the river, it took a little more time. Water takes longer to paint than trees, and there's very few trees by comparison in the ocean mural. And the motion of the ocean, the water texture, is a lot more difficult and time-consuming to produce.
Tell me about your other work. Is it all tattoos, or do you do other paintings?
Right now, primarily what I do is tattoo work. In the tattoo industry, I have about 3 years' experience. Prior to the tattoo industry, I made artwork jobs here and there, but it was never a full-time obligation like most jobs are. But tattoo, I really, really enjoy it. I don't feel like I'm working, but I've done my artwork my whole life. That's all I've ever done. I've never had a regular job. I've always found a way to make a buck off my artwork. But I paint and I draw and I do windows and murals. Oddball projects like costumes and wood burning and stuff like that I really enjoy. But the tattoo is, that's my basis right now. That's my life. I think I'll do that forever because I love it.
And do you have any formal art training, or is this all kind of self-taught?
Almost everything is self-taught. I obviously have few art classes when you're in grade school and high school, but the tattoo work, I did an apprenticeship in Washington State in 2010, and I learned in an established shop. Other than that, I've had zero training on any of my artwork. It's all kind of freestyle. I just figure it out. I do it because I love it. It's a natural ability, and I've done it for so long, it comes easy.
If you have another mural project to do, have you thought about what you want to paint next?
Actually, this original river mural, I really wanted to do an Arctic mural, but the folks upstairs decided, you know what, let's keep it local, let's keep it familiar. So it ended up being the river mural with all of the indigenous wildlife, but I think an Arctic mural would be almost exotic, even though it is Alaska, it's not Southeast Alaska, but to do a really dark sky with the brilliant aurora and the ice caps and the polar bears, and I really want to paint a beluga whale. I think they're adorable.